going to invite Rick Winterhalter up, and we are talking about Metro's proposed business food scraps collection requirement. And my understanding, too, is that the schedule for this is going to give us a little more room for consideration. So, Rick, go
that
right ahead.
That is true. So. Rick Winterhalter with Resource Conservation and Solid Waste. I'm here. My supervisor, Evan Polk, has really been carrying the water on this, and I think he has talked to you on more than one occasion about food scraps and its importance in our solid waste planning. And indeed, you know, this board, you have codified and put it into our fee structure so that we are, you know, reaching out to businesses and, you know, offering them the service to have their food scraps collected separately. And that, by the way, just as an update, that has been received very well. We've, you know, whilst the numbers are still fairly low, they are definitely an improvement over what it had been in our earlier efforts. But today we've asked, and the report's in front of you, and so today we've asked that you take a look at the comments that we would like to send to Metro on the policy and see if those fit, see if you have some others in addition to those comments, and then we will move forward. And we did find out just yesterday at the end of the day, I think the report indicates that public hearings with Metro were going to be held on the 30th, November 30th and December 7th. We received news from staff yesterday. They are pushing that out to an early February date. So we were trying to make sure we got to you in time. But I think our issues and the Metro staff is addressing many of the issues that we will that we have put in front of you today as comments. So that's where we are right now. So any questions?
Yes.
I just like the fact that I started to read it and thought, I wonder if there's a voluntary program for those that produce less. And then as I got further into it, I say, yes, there's a voluntary program for those who produce less, which was good. Is there do you incentivize them to do that in some way? I don't even know if that's necessary. I'm just asking.
Right. Yeah. No. Not any big incentive. I think the incentive that we've done is have bundled that service. That these are the solid waste services that are available to you.
So it's all bundled.
Just
together.
The same way that we do with recycling the other recyclable items. So.
Great. So I'm good with this. Mm-hmm. Everyone okay?
Yeah.
I have a question about plastics.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I thought that might happen.
I was actually down in Yachts where they've mm-hmm. just been told no more plastics. The garbage has doubled recently. What is happening in Clackamas County, the metro area?
Okay, so the metro area. So this has been a challenge, and if you've seen the news, you know, essentially the Chinese government has said, you know, we're tired of receiving, you know, garbage from overseas. West Coast relies on that market. Obviously, you know, a lot of materials coming back from China to here, you know, consumer products. They need to be boxed. They need to be packaged. They need to be produced. And so they have been desiring our paper products from the West Coast. Well, unfortunately, you know, we can't get every little bit out of the paper, and they have had standards on their paper bales and plastic bales and that sort of thing for years, but they just haven't been enforced because the Chinese industry wants this material. And in an effort, the Chinese government, in an effort to clean up, starting to do some environmental regulations on their producers, and also trying to mitigate some of the garbage that's coming in and some of just the mixed waste paper, they've said, hey, we're going to put in some standards. The standards they had shown us early, had put out there early, were unattainable in our collection system, and actually throughout the country, most anybody couldn't get to that standard. So, you know, that's just been an issue, and we've just relied on that export market for a lot of, you know, rational reasons. And there's some opportunities here too for us, and we're looking at it as, okay, can we, because of that giant sound of moving all that export there, we have, you know, our domestic markets that exist also have a pretty high standard for quality. And so we're starting to look at, okay, if we're going to attain that quality, then we're going to be able to supply some domestic mills. So things are slowing down in processors so that they can do more sorting. One of the challenges that we have is some of the bottles get flattened, move into that paper stream because there's a, you know, there's a mechanical separation of paper and containers. And sometimes that is impeded when there are plastic bags added mm-hmm. into the system. So unfortunately, that separation doesn't happen. The plastics that are being left, and what you'll hear in the news are 3 through 7 plastics, which we don't use numbers, you know, in any of our education. It's bottles and tubs, and the predominance of those bottles and tubs are recovered, but the bales that are being made and that are very problematic are made up largely of materials that we don't even have on our collection list. The clamshells, the to-go containers, the styrofoam, those types of things that people just hope that they can be recycled, yeah, but all they're doing is making contaminants. So, you know, the DEQ has been meeting. We've been meeting for the past couple months, the DEQ and processors, other local governments. In the metro region, the processors have told us we want the material to continue to flow, but we may need to dispose of it, and that's part of the while the DEQ has been involved. We're asking our collectors to continue moving that material, don't do any forward-facing changes, and try to continue our efforts at cleaning things up. And hopefully we can come someplace. But one of our challenges, and we'll probably might be back to you here in a month or so, because it is the processing cost is up at the cost of disposal in some cases, which is still, I mean, if you're managing the solid waste, there's so many benefits that come from, you know, putting this material out so much more than you get
it
from
the disposal. Seems
it's just
hard to
we
believe
hadn't planned for that.
That the cost of shipping it across the ocean isn't huge, and that we couldn't just raise the cost to process it here properly, but it's going to be a big problem.
Yeah. It's kind of like a load back. So the ship comes here bringing in more product. So the ship either goes back empty or takes back some stuff with it. So it's a load back.
Yeah. We've got about 6 guys running those big ships now. Yeah. You don't have hundreds of people running a ship.
No, it's the transportation economics are crazy. I mean, you can ship to China. Commissioner Saffa says it's much cheaper than you can ship it to, you know, Colorado.
That's right.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
All right. So right now we won't be having an impact on our garbage, but it might be.
Well, there's going to be an impact. There's an impact. And, you know, we certainly didn't plan for these costs when we talked to you last June. And so we may have to. Yeah. We're not sure. We're in discussions figuring out what we need to do.
Okay.
It includes Lane County. They already stopped.
Yeah.
Lane County as well.
Yeah. Many.
Yahats is in Tillamook County or the next
no.
county up.
No. Yeah, the next county up.
Yeah, next county up.
Yeah. And they're. Yeah, a lot of places outside the region certainly can't afford to ship the material up here. And so some of those folks are having some concurrence. So.
All right. Well, thank you.
Thank you for the opportunity.
That's it for this.
That's it. We're back at 1:30.
All right.